ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very important question. And that question is related to one of the stages of the hereafter. As you know, the hereafter has various stages or stopping points, which we call manazil in Arabic, which begin with death and then continue all the way up to, the gathering in the hereafter and then the weighing of the good deeds and bad deeds of a person. One of the stations of the hereafter, the akhirat, is the grave or the qabr. When a person enters, once a person dies, he's taken into the grave. One of the things that will happen is that he will be questioned about certain things related to his life. And in fact, this is the first stage, or, maybe if we don't consider death the first stage, of the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The grave is the first station of the hereafter. If one is saved from it, whatever comes after it is easier. And if he is not saved from it, whatever comes after it is no less difficult than it." The question we want to ask today with respect to this topic is, what are the things that a person will be questioned about when he goes into the grave? In this regards, we can take inspiration from some of the hadith which have been passed down to us from the infallibles regarding this topic. In general, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to this verse of the Holy Quran, "Allah fortifies those who have faith with an immutable word in the life of this world and in the hereafter." The Prophet said this is regarding the grave, when the dead are interrogated, meaning if somebody had faith in this world, when he goes into the grave and he's asked about, the things we're going to mention, Allah will help him and assist him at that time. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "A dead person will be questioned about five things: his prayer, the salat; his alms tax, meaning the zakat; his obligatory pilgrimage, the hajj; his fasting, the sawm; and his acceptance of our divine guardianship, acceptance of the leadership of the imams, the wilayat of the Ahlul Bayt." So these are the things that with respect to the actions that a person performed in this world. In continuation, the imam said, "Our guardianship, our wilayat, will address the other four from inside the grave, saying, 'Any deficiency that is in you, I will fill.'" Meaning, so if a person followed the orders and ordinances of the Ahlul Bayt, or it could mean that if he at least believed in it firmly, then the deficiencies that were contained in the other things, those other actions, will be fulfilled, will be made up for, and will be, will be made up for. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "A person will not be questioned in their grave unless they have total pureness of faith or total disbelief." This is, of course, this could mean a number of things. One of the things that it could mean is that this questioning in the grave is not for each and every person. This is with respect to certain individuals. Some of our ulama have interpreted it in this way. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the questioning in the grave and what a person will be questioned about and who will be questioned. in light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.